the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
All right, so the president was on his way to the NRA rally today to make a big speech.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped to talk to reporters, as he likes to do, on his way to the helicopter. And asked about North Korea.
When I came here, there were nuclear tests, missile tests, rocket tests. We got our hostages back. We got remains back and continue to come back from the war. Our great heroes, the remains. There's been no tests. There's been no nothing. I appreciate that Russia and China is helping us. And China is helping us because I think they want to. They don't need nuclear weapons right next to their country. But I also think they're helping us because of the fact that we're in a trade deal, which, by the way, is going very well.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a rocket test this week?
Hmm.
There was indeed a rocket test this week. Wasn't the return of the hostage a guy who died 6 days after he got here to the United States? Now, he also denied it that he paid $2 million
right,
to get out of warm beer bag.
Right, there was a story that North Korea actually billed the U.S. and that it was paid by the U.S., the $2 million for his medical care, even though he was returned in a coma and eventually died. Mm-hmm. The president disputes that. He says that there's no money paid.
So, there was that. So, it's just a little bit of the, you know, I know he can say it, but if he says it and then it gets corrected, the people who like him go, well, why are you correcting him? Well, because what he said wasn't right. And go, well, isn't that wrong? No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're wrong.
Sounds like our night at the supper club now.
checking in at
number four.
That's exactly what happened. No, you're wrong. No, you're right. Wait, who's right?
Someone was right.
And then Kevin the whole time was like, what is wrong with you people?
Why do you like Game of Thrones so much? It's not really who cares?
Former Vice President Joe Biden defended his conduct with women on Friday in his first sit-down interview since announcing his 2020 candidacy. Sonny Hostin brought up the controversy because, you know, he's a hair sniffer and a little bit of like a wet cheek kisser,
mm-hmm.
You know, where he puts the kiss on the cheek as a little bit of a linger. Not your dry, snappy cheek kiss, but more of like there might be some licking of the cheek before you're all said and done.
And some women were okay with it, some women were not, turns out.
Here's the deal. I have to be, and everybody has to be, much more aware of the private space of men and women. It's not just women, but primarily women. And I am much more cognizant of that. But I am so, like, for example, I actually thought in my head when I walked out here, I mean,
I know.
We're friends.
It's tricky.
No, but I have to be aware of it. So I have to be more cognizant. We all have to be more. A woman or a man has a right to say, particularly a woman, say, no, this is not my space. And they shouldn't have to say no. I should be able to read better.
Right. And he went on to point out that he's not accused of, no one's saying he's a sexual harasser or a sexual assaulter. Just that issue that has been raised. And I felt he answered that fairly well.
I say just go with the fist bump the whole time. Going with the, you know.
Like Howie Mandel.
Yes.
Like hygiene freaks do when
yes.
They don't want to shake your hand.
Or you go out with the fake hands like I do. You just walk out, you just rubber hands. I do that just because a hypochondriacal move, you know, anti-disease vector kind of a thing. And then you just wave. Or like the big clown hands. Oven mitts work, I think, kind of nicely. You duct tape oven mitts to the,
yeah.
You know.
You could do a Game of Thrones thing where you have the actual like iron hand or the what is that gold hand?
The gold hand
he's got,
and then or maybe just put him on a straitjacket so he can't actually get his arms out and he can't get up. You know, he would topple over if he tried to sniff somebody's hair.
These are all things that would make me back away even.
I don't
further.
See, well, that's the point. I mean, I don't know. I don't exactly know what the point is, but you know, I don't think anybody. The funny thing about this controversy is that nobody was really accusing him of, you know, being like molesty right?
No, I don't think it ever crossed into anybody making that allegation. Just that they were invading, he's invading their personal space, right. And that he didn't always want, he didn't want to be touched or kissed in that way.
Yeah. So, you know, stop being a hugger. Stop being a toucher. Why is he, what's always with the touching?
Quit sniffing hair.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a hair sniffer.
Right, exactly. Oh, God, your hair smells so good.
What kind of shampoo do you use? What sort of product is in your hair? It smells really good.
My God, you smell good.
See, I would imagine Ted Cruz doing stuff like that. Why doesn't he ever get caught with, you know, kind of those inappropriate things? He's so inappropriate in so many ways. Why not there?
Oh, your hair. It's so long, and it's kind of, and can I lick your split ends? They drive me crazy, and I see one split end, and I'd like to lick it and get it to be one end. Not a split, but together again. Oh, it's so delicious.
Oh,
what kind of hairspray do you use?
Can't you tell by the licking?
The queso gets in the hair, kind of falls into the dip.
Although my tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth after I do that, and I don't know what to do. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
God.
Would be totally different.
Yeah, see, that's a different deal.
Mm-hmm. That's not what's...
There's a guy that you want. That's a guy who should be in oven mitts. You know, he's wearing, like, the hunting jacket and oven mitts is the way that he should go to every single occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, let's check in. Kim Gordon, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Inauguration plans set for Mayor-elect Lightfoot.
Lauren's traffic is being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Then there's this. Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN.
All right. We've worked our way up to the top 5 to
number 3.
Yeah, he might have been born in the USA, and he might be from New Jersey, but Bruce Springsteen has gone completely country for his new record.
Oh.
Had enough of heartbreaking pain. Had a little sweet spot for the rain.
Okay, now that's very interesting because because country has become suburban pop mm-hmm. in America. Very hot. The radio format's been hot for decades now, but
sure. It's
hotter more now than ever because you got different strains of it. You got the Americana strain, which is mm-hmm. like sort of the singer-songwriter. That's a little bit of what Bruce was doing right there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got country pop, and you've got...
There's a twangy version of it still, you know, like you kind of old-school country.
Yep, you could find that. But then there's a last of that's just sort of like Lady Antebellum, which is just kind of a pop song.
Right.
With just a little bit stringier, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So there's your Bruce Springsteen. Hello, Sunshine is the single there, right? Okay, now, so checking it out. On the other side of that, while Bruce Springsteen is going country.
Number 2.
Taylor Swift has gotten together with Brendon Urie. She's been on Instagram for 2 weeks promoting that she's dropping a new single and a new video. And.
I promise that you'll never find another like me. I know that I'm a handful, baby. You know I never think before I jump.
There you go. So she's going like full pop. She was a country artist, right?
Sure. She started out that way.
Yeah, but now all her songs sound like that.
Yeah, right. They do.
Like,
they have for some time.
It sounds like Marshall music, doesn't it? Like we have to march into something somewhere?
Gets you dancing.
Yeah. All right. All right, everybody, line up for marching.
One of these things is not like the
kind of does.
I actually think
right. She
has a music video where she is in like the baton outfit.
Yeah.
She is, yeah.
Charge. Can't remember what it is because mm-hmm. they all sound the same.
Well, there she is. Yeah, I think it's an excellent point. I don't think
they're all catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy, but it doesn't. I mean, if someone had said, "Oh, here's Taylor Swift's song," I go, "Is it new?" That doesn't sound like it's new to me. And this is that Panic at the Disco guy, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's big, as far as you know.
But she's certainly evolved from when she was on the scene. What, 15 or 16? Yeah. Very, very young as a true country artist,
right? Playing she and a guitar and singing about her boyfriend. Some boy looked at her funny in eighth grade, and then he's going to take it right on the chin. I'm going to sell 15 million units about what a jerk you were to me.
There's some very sweet songs earlier in her career.
Well, that's one of her talents is she writes a lot of her own music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then she was on the draft special last night, the ABC draft special. And she took everybody on a little tour of Nashville. Like, this is my high school, and they showed her, walking by the high school, but not going in the high school. And I guess this morning they showed her going in the high school.
Maybe that's why Lee Corso left the broadcast. He had dinner plans with Taylor Swift.
Maybe that was it. Who he calls great-granddaughter.
I tried to look that up, and they just acknowledged that it happened, but that ESPN is saying that he wasn't committed for the full broadcast.
Because that's what happens. I'm not really committed for a full broadcast either, but I'm still here. I mean, you've heard the show. I'm not fully committed.
You can't get all the show members' names right today.
I can't get anything right today. It shows a lack of commitment. But I'm still here.
You're not packing up your stuff like Lee Corso
and
storming off.
He gathered it all up. It was like all over the table. He's like, hold on. He's like knocking guys out of the way to get it. It was the most awkward thing ever when he left the broadcast last night.
I mean, there were breaks, right? He didn't wait for a break.
No. They came back from a break. And I go, I'm leaving. And they shook everybody's hands. See you in the fall.
He can do that, though. He's Lee Corso. All right, I've had enough.
I guess that's true, but I don't know.
Still weird.
Finally.
Number one.
Okay, so bachelorette parties. The big town now for bachelorette parties is Nashville. Used to be Vegas. Nashville has really become, well, as they call it down there, Nash Vegas. And so all these bachelorettes. Mm-hmm. They've got the one bachelorette and the shirt, and then there's another one with silly string, and then there's another one with some sort of wildly sexual saying on their t-shirt because they had to wear it, and then penis necklaces and all that. They're walking up and down Broadway, literally in Nashville. There's only one problem.
What's that?
The NFL draft is going on. And there's Patriots fans and Bills fans and a few Bears fans.
That's a clash of culture.
Cheeseheads. And some of these bachelorettes are not happy about it.
It just changes, like, the crowd, like, what you're here for. Like, I don't want to hang out with a bunch of football guys.
We're still planning on using Uber, and if it takes 2 hours, it takes 2 hours. It is what it is.
The person that's going to pay for this is my husband when I refuse to watch football the entire season. Like, no Super Bowl.
No.
Because you get married once.
Yep.
How often does the draft happen?
Every freaking year.
Every year.
Okay. Oh, my God. Break it off now. Whoever you are, sir. See some early signs of troubles there, but just sort of brewing very early before the marriage.
I blame the maid of honor. How do you not research that?
Right.
How do you not know the draft is in Nashville?
Yeah. Not to mention, can you imagine if Nashville was still in the Stanley Cup playoffs and they possibly had a home game?
Oh.
See?
Oh.
That could have been ugly.
Right?
Realize that the NFL draft was going to be here?
No idea. Like, mind blown when we landed.
We had no idea.
No idea.
No idea.
And I think my dad's very disappointed in me that I didn't know.
When did I start planning the draft? Because I feel like I just found out about this.
I found out 3 days ago, and it made me want to cry.
Yeah, she found out and told me a few months ago, and I said, well, we already booked it. We're not changing it. We're still planning on using Uber, and if it takes 2 hours, it takes 2 hours. It is what it is.
That's...
I tried to hang myself during that last audio clip.
How at some point did not one of the husbands or somebody's boyfriend be like, oh, cool, the draft's going to be there?
Oh, no, that's the best pimp ever.
Or they like, don't tell him.
Right. They probably all get together, don't tell him, this would be really great. They're going to call, they're going to be so mad about this.
They could have sold their plane tickets to the guys in their lives and just kind of gone somewhere else.
Plus, the husband's probably pumped he doesn't have to watch football with her. Oh, that's a punishment? Cool.
Yeah,
all right.
Now, she thinks she's going to get him to not watch football.
Oh. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, look out for that. That's always fun in the first year of marriage. But there is this other thing, too. Some of these girls, some of these bachelorettes, mm-hmm. At the bachelorette party, maybe not the Bachelorette herself, although maybe one or two. You know, there are some studs down there in Nashville right now who may have just dropped to the third round and might be a little depressed.
Wait, millionaire professional athletes are wandering around?
So before the guys get all like, oh, cool, that's a pimp, wait, you know, wait till she comes home.
Honey, I left you for Kyler Murray. You may have heard of him. A Heisman-winning quarterback who just got drafted number one. Gotta go. We had a good run, honey. Bye.
Yeah, see you later.
The top five at five.